Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and welcome to today's Caffeine for the Soul. And today I wanted to talk about what's beyond self-improvement. And I say beyond self-improvement because self-improvement's a big deal, right? You only have to go to your local bookshop, or if you don't have a bookshop, type self-improvement into Amazon, and you'll see there's a few hundred thousand, maybe million books written about how to work on yourself, how to work on your life. And that's certainly the paradigm I grew up in. That was the model that I grew up in. And there's other podcasts and blogs that I've got at michaelneal.org that explore that in other ways. But the particular way that I wanted to explore it today, and the reason that it came to mind today, is I did a coaching session a while ago, and this was where I was the client. And we were talking about money. And I, those of you who know me know, I've been fascinated by money. I've been challenged by money. I've done well with money. I've done terribly with money. I often joke that I know that everything in life is made of thought except for money and my wife. Well, that's become a habitual thing for me to say. And my coach pointed out to me that she didn't think money was my issue in life. That she thought that as best she could tell, even though, of course, I had my ups and downs, as most people do, money had never really been an issue for me in my life. Now, that seemed crazy because I don't think there's anything that obsessed my thinking for as long as money did. But by the same token, I could see that beyond my thinking, money always sort of worked itself out in my world. And it had never occurred to me that some things might just not be my issue in life. And that maybe there were other things that were, but that not everybody had issues with the same thing. And it sounds silly that it had never occurred to me before, but it just never occurred to me before. And when she talked about it, I immediately remembered one of my favorite metaphors that my friend and mentor George Pransky uses. Now, he used this in the context of relationships, but I'm going to use this in the context of self-improvement. So imagine that you're in a beautiful house, and it's late at night, and it's cold out, and it's rainy out, but there's a fire in the fireplace, and your best friend, your beloved, is waiting for you by the fire with a glass of wine, and there's just a little bit of a draft coming from somewhere in the house, and you think, oh man, this is so close to perfect, but boy, that draft's going to get annoying. So you say to your beloved, hey, wait here. I'm just going to be a minute. And you go to find the source of the draft, the slight discomfort. And you notice that, oh, okay, one of the windows is open a little. And you try and shut it, but you can see that it's sort of swollen with the rain. And you remember you've got some WD-40 or you got something that'll kind of loosen that up. In the back. So you go to the back to get the WD-40. But on the way to the back, you notice that there's a little bit of a drip coming from one of the skylights in the back part of the house. And you think, oh, man, I mean, that's probably going to be fine, but it's going to be preying on my mind. So I better just take care of that. So you go and you get a bucket so that at least, the drip won't turn into anything. And then when you go to get the bucket, you notice that the dishes still aren't done from dinner, and you go, you know what, I'm going to relax a lot more if I get the dishes done. So you get the dishes done, and then you go, why was I here? Oh, yeah, and you get the bucket, and you put the bucket under, and then you get the WD-40, and you grease the window, and you get the window shut, and you're like, okay, all done. And you go back into the living room, and the fire is out, and your beloved is gone. Well, when we get obsessed with improving what's wrong, with working on ourselves, we totally miss out on the beauty that is available to us now and on what we have to offer in the moment. And so that's the sort of simple distinction I want to give you today, is the difference between focusing on what you need to work on in yourself and focusing on what you have to offer. And what you're going to discover is that while there will always be things that you could work on, there will always be things that you could improve, lighting the fire of what's on offer letting the passion in you for sharing what there is for you to share, doing what there is for you to do in the world, will lead to a much more fulfilled, loving, and impactful life than getting everything perfect and then getting to the end of your life and realizing that all you've done is preserved the form without really ever enjoying the formless. So that's your assignment today, just to focus on, well, okay, forget about what I have to work on for a while. Take a week off from self-improvement and just look at, what do you want to enjoy and what do you have to offer? Have fun, learn heaps, and happy exploring. I'll talk with you soon.